all of these people, they want to be in first place, or they want to be a leader. They want all of these things, but yet they're not willing to do anything alone. They're not willing to isolate themselves from the majority so that they can eventually become the minority.
Real business owners.
Whatever your situation is currently is not your forever situation.
That's really what real business owners is, man. Like, we don't care where you come from. Yeah. Where are you going?
Our goal and our job is to reduce the mistakes that you have to make or the money that you have to lose.
You want to be an entrepreneur, you want to be successful, don't give up.
You learn, adjust, and continue to move forward.
Welcome back to the Real Business Owners Podcast with myself, Trevor Cowley. Guys, today it's a solo episode. I want to cover a topic that is heavy on my heart, something that I firmly believe in, and it's about self-respect. I think too often we seek respect externally from our peers, from other people. We decide how we feel about ourselves based upon external validation, more so than validating ourselves with some of the actions or habits that we do when nobody's around. If we dissect the word respect, spect means to look at, re means back, okay? And so the word respect means to look back at. And the real question is do you have enough history in your life to look back at in order to have self-respect, in order to feel confident about who you are or who you're becoming? And if you don't have a record of the past or accomplishments to look back on, you're not going to have a whole lot of self-respect. And what that does is put you in more of a herd mentality where you are seeking external validation versus validating yourself through the actions and the habits and some of the difficult struggles that you put yourself through. Self-imposed misery, self-imposed struggle based upon the fact that you know that that's what's good for you. And you're putting yourself in a situation where you get familiar with adversity before adversity gets familiar with you and knocks on your door. That's something that we're all going to experience as business owners. And let's keep it 100, because I've even been guilty of this, where you think that you could do some of the things that you know that you should be doing in order to be successful, but not all of them. Like, you think that you're one of the anomalies that can kind of play the game. And see the results that other people are seeing. We mimic success versus actually living success and having actions and habits that are successful type actions. And like, I see too many people that have been in masterminds for 4 years, 5 years, you know, the same amount of time that me and Kel have been in masterminds, and they still look the exact same. They still have the exact same struggles. They still have the exact same financial situation, but yet they still post on Facebook or Instagram all the motivational shit. Like, when are we going to look at stop looking external and getting some sort of dopamine hit or rush by associating ourselves with success versus actually becoming successful by creating a day, designing something that will turn you into the individual that you want to become? It wasn't, more than, it was maybe 14 months ago when I was in Dallas, Texas at the $1 Million Mastermind that Ryan Stueman throws every single year. And it finally got to a point for me where, you know, David Goggins was going to speak privately to the Mastermind members at kind of a VIP lunch. And it was in that moment that I realized that I can either go out here and listen to other people talk about some of the habits that they have, the actions that they're taking, the success that they're experiencing based upon those actions or habits, or I can go out there and start living it myself. And so me and my buddy, Danny, we looked at each other and said, hey, should we go lace up and go peel off a couple miles? Why, everybody's in there, you know, listening to him talking about being about it, we can go out there and just be about it right now. And just that moment right there where we decided to forego, you know, sitting in front of a guy that's, you know, pretty much a legend at this point based upon his actions or his habits that are of success. We all know he's not the type of guy that's just going to sit there on Instagram and get dopamine hits watching somebody else live an amazing life. He actually took it upon himself and committed to going through pain and misery and difficulty in order to forge himself into an individual that is valuable to the world. And so when you're putting yourself in environments that nobody else is putting themselves in, because all of these people that were attending this are people that own businesses that say they want to be successful, but yet they're going into a room to hear about somebody else's success based upon the fact that they take massive action. And we had an opportunity to and go eat lunch and listen, or we had an opportunity to go strap up and go get some miles in. And we knew for a fact that that action right there would separate us from the majority of people. And so we went and laced up. We ran, I don't remember, it was either 5 or 6 miles, and it was 89 degrees and like, I mean, it's June in Dallas, and so the humidity was like through the roof. It was absolutely miserable. But the entire time as we're doing it, we're running, we're high-fiving. Why Goggins is talking about it? We're out here being about it, right? And so, like, we were just laughing and having fun about doing something that we knew that he wasn't doing at the moment. In that moment, we were doing more than him, right? And so that's obviously a rarity, because he is who he is. And so to have an opportunity to know where he's at and not getting it in when we were out there getting it in, it created, this sense of pride in us. And it created maybe some form of an accomplishment, because nobody else that was there attending was willing to do that or do what we were doing in that moment. And so automatically, when you start doing stuff like that and you give your brain that visual representation that you're willing to do things that other people aren't, your self-respect increases. But if you don't have anything to look back at, you're not going to have self-respect. Therefore, you're going to decide whether you respect yourself, whether or not other people are validating you being a part of a group, so to speak. Like, being a leader or being in the lead in general means that you're alone, right? And so, like, all of these people, they want to be in first place, or they want to be a leader. They want all of these things, but yet they're not willing to do anything alone. They're not willing to isolate themselves from the majority so that they can eventually become the minority. And if you're not willing to go through some form of isolation for an extended period of time and recreate yourself and make yourself a valuable individual to society, you're never going to have an opportunity to be an outlier. You're never going to have an opportunity to be a leader. You're never going to have an opportunity to be in first place at whatever it is that you're doing. And this is just a fact. I mean, think about it. If you really want to impact the world in a positive way, you do that by becoming an individual and living an example life so that other people that are in close proximity to you have the ability to see up close and personal what it takes to do what you're doing. And they understand that, wow, this guy, I've known this guy for years. He's a man just like I'm a man. He's making a sacrifice just like I could make a sacrifice. He's willing to go through pain. So if I'm willing to go through pain, I could have what he has. And the answer is absolutely. It's absolutely. Can you get up earlier? Yes. Can you read more? Yes. Could you stay up a little bit later? Yes. Could you surround yourself with different individuals? Yes. Could you isolate yourself for an extended period of time to recreate yourself so that you could become more valuable to the world? Yes. So the question that I have for you is, why aren't you living it and taking action and doing some of the things that we just talked about? Is because you care so much what other people think, more so than how you feel about yourself. You get validation externally. I get validation internally. I wake up and I bite off 5 or 6. I listened to a podcast with Goggins when he was on Joe Rogan's podcast. And he said one of his light days is he wakes up and runs 7 miles. And so my goal is to slowly inch up towards, you know, one of his light days, right? So every single morning I get up and I get at least 5 or 6 miles in. Every single morning I wake up before the sun does. And I go get after it. Today was absolutely miserable. Yesterday was absolutely miserable. If you're not willing to deal with exhaustion, pain, struggle, you're not prepared to deal with what the responsibility of greatness really is. And so show that you're willing to do what very few are willing to do so that you can show the world that you're willing to bear the burdens and the responsibilities that will be put on your shoulders if you ever get to the point of becoming great. Stop associating yourself with small-minded people. That's the issue. If you're not willing to remove yourself from the current environment that you're in to isolate so that you can recreate yourself, so that you can find a new friend group and new peers that hold you to a higher standard, you're always going to have the standard of the environment that you're currently in. And if you're the best individual in the environment that you're currently in, you either must find a new peer group or you must isolate and increase your stock, so to speak, increase the value that you can bring to the world, so that when you do that and other people see you, they'll want you to be a part of their peer group when they're higher level people. Somebody asked me when I was speaking at this kind of this Young Hustlers Mastermind a week or two ago, and the kids were anywhere from 17 to 25, right? And he said, "How do I get people that are successful or above me to want to hang out with me?" And I said, "Become unfucking deniable. If I see you every single day running 5 miles, 10 miles, doing 2-a-days, you're reading, you're making all the sacrifices, why wouldn't I want to associate with you?" The problem is you want to associate with these people prior to doing the work. You just want to be in proximity so that what? You could feel cool and get that external validation. So you can snap a picture with somebody that you look up to and that you could post about it so that all your friends or your family can say, that's so cool, that's so cool. And again, this is all external shit going on. Like, you measure your self-worth based upon what the scale says, whether you need to gain 5 pounds, lose 5 pounds. And if you lose 5 pounds, guess what? It's not good enough, is it? You still want to lose another 5, or you still want to gain another 5, because that's external validation. You want your clothes to feel a certain way so that you could feel a certain way about yourself. That's external validation. You're needing something in order to validate an emotion or a feeling about yourself versus having a record of the past that's completely undeniable, that you are who you say you are, that you deserve the confidence, that you deserve self-respect. And when you actually get self-respect, you'll gain the respect of everybody else by default. Michael Jordan didn't set out to go out there and inspire millions of kids to want to play basketball. He set out to become the greatest basketball player, and by default, what happened? That the byproduct of him being great and living an example life was inspiring millions of kids to want to be better and want to become a basketball player. And so if you want to impact your family, if you want to impact your friends, you want to impact your employees or anybody in general, it's up to you to show up in a different way than what you're currently showing up. You know, if you continue to show up the way that you do, what results that you'll have, because you're the current product of that. Okay, your body and your mind keep score silently. It knows what you're doing and it knows what you're not doing. And so either you start making the deposits that you know you need to make on a day-to-day basis in order to create the version that you say that you want to become, or stop saying that you want to become that version, because that's not fair to you. You're just going to let yourself down and you're going to erode your self-worth and confidence even more, and then seek external validation even more. That's herd mentality. So if you want to be an outlier, if you want results that other people don't have, be willing to do what they're not willing to do, which is isolate yourself. If you look around and you're always around people in groups, you're just one of many. And when you put yourself in situations where you're one of one, you're just one of few. There might be a few other people out there doing what you're doing when you're doing it. You just don't see them. And your brain doesn't either. And so it starts believing that you are who you say you are. It starts believing that you can accomplish things that other people can't accomplish. So start giving yourself the ability to believe in yourself. Start giving yourself the ability to have self-worth and confidence and self-respect by giving yourself something to look back at. Do things that even surprise yourself. That's what true pride is. That's what accomplishment is. You deserve it. You're great enough to accomplish it, and the people around you depend on you to live out your truest and fullest potential. but nobody will ever experience that without pain, without doubt, without sacrifice, without extreme struggle. Be willing to go through that. And the moments that you feel completely exhausted and you feel doubtful and you feel like that you can't continue, remember, those are the moments where everybody else stops, and that's where your trip to greatness starts. Guys, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Keep kicking ass. Keep sharing the podcast with people that you love and that you care about. Please rate and review the podcast. The reviews have kind of dwindled down a little bit over the last 6 months or so, because we're not really asking for it. We just hope that we're bringing enough value to you guys that, you know, by default, you'll want to kind of scratch our back as well and support us. And so, guys, take care. We'll see you next week.